At least 10 Palestinians have been killed and some 100 wounded in a series of Israeli airstrikes on the Gaza Strip. Yesterday's air assault was one of the most intense and lethal in 3 years of Israeli-Palestinian fighting. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
The deadliest of the 5 airstrikes came last night on the Nuseirat refugee camp. Israeli security sources said a helicopter fired 2 missiles at militants in a car, killing 2 men inside. 2 others remained alive, and a large crowd gathered around the car. According to Palestinian witnesses, Israeli helicopters then fired at least 1 missile into the crowd, killing at least 6 Palestinians and wounding dozens of others. Palestinian journalist Mohammed Wahidi, who lives in Gaza, says the mood there is angry today.
Today, I believe we have 10 dead bodies, at least. That means 10 big funerals. That means 10 demonstrations. That means fractions with the occupation. That means stoning or maybe firing at the Israeli settlements that they are planted inside the heart of Gaza. That means another and another wave of violence.
The Israeli attacks came the day after Palestinians fired 8 Qassam rockets from Gaza that landed in southern Israel, although there were no casualties. 3 Israeli soldiers were also killed in an ambush in the West Bank Sunday. Hirsch Goodman of the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies says the Israeli missile attacks are a legitimate response.
This is full-out, full war. This isn't a game. This isn't terrorism. This isn't a tactical thing. This is a war. A war which the other side are using missiles, and the other side are using a strategic weapon suicide bombing. Wars are ugly. Very, very sorry about it, but wars are ugly.
Some Israeli analysts say Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is following a pattern he established first as a general and then as defense minister during Israel's 1982 war in Lebanon. He takes actions that are originally considered unacceptable by many, both in Israel and the international community, such as sending missiles into heavily populated civilian areas. After a few times, they say, these actions become routine. Yossi Alfer is a former senior Israeli intelligence official.
What we really tend to witness is an ongoing process of Palestinian provocations that justify an Israeli response. The response each time ratcheted up just a little bit, as long as Sharon can maintain public support behind him.
Israeli political scientist Yaron Ezrahi, known for his dovish views, says the Bush administration has done nothing to stop Sharon's aggressive tactics.
The current White House seems to let Sharon get away with a lot of things which from any former Israeli government policies would be violent, flagrant crossing of red lines.
Ezrahi says the Israeli public is currently in the midst of a debate about the limits of the use of force. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.